Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a show full of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. And now here is your host, Nicola Beer, who specializes in a proven 10-step program to help couples increase their love, passion, and happiness in their marriage in 30 days or less, guaranteed.
Hi, and welcome to today's episode where I'm going to be talking about how to heal from an affair and surviving infidelity. Nothing is more painful and crushing than finding out that your partner, the one you promised to have and hold forever, has not only cheated on you, but also lied to you. Your whole world can feel like it's come crashing down like a ton of bricks. Feelings of anger, fear, and hurt flood your system, along with the shattering news are shattered dreams, hopes, and expectations you had for the future. It's natural to feel lost, numb, and change your mind consistently about what you want next. Very often, the women and men I support ask themselves these questions time and time again. Why me? What's wrong with me? What has she or he got that I haven't got? How come I didn't see this coming? How could they lie to me? How will I ever be able to trust men or women again? Will I ever feel good? Is the marriage over? Am I unattractive or rubbish in bed? How could I be so stupid? And let me start by saying, if this is your situation, you are not stupid, and there is nothing wrong with you. Husbands and wives cheat for various reasons. Sometimes it's because things are missing in the relationship, but just as common, it's because the pull and excitement of someone new. Then there is also sex addiction, which is a behavioural illness, a behavioural issue that needs to be treated. None of this can be your fault. And even if they did cheat because things were not going smoothly in the relationship, it was still a choice. How on earth could you be responsible for making that conscious decision to cheat? You couldn't. You weren't there and aren't them. So check out this Surviving Infidelity guide that I'm going to be sharing with you now. It's got several steps, which I'm excited to talk you through. Because the healing process after an affair is not straightforward, although the first 6 months are the hardest. Many men and women I've helped come out the other end happier and stronger than they ever were before have found that once they give themselves love, care, and time to heal, they instantly felt better. Self-focus is important in your recovery after an affair and for the relationship if you want to save it. So how can you help yourself heal after a cheating husband or wife? Surviving Infidelity Strategy 1. Give yourself a boost in confidence. Boost your self-esteem. If you're anything like me, when I found out my partner cheated, I compared myself to every woman that I saw. I felt my hair looked dull, my clothes were old, my teeth weren't white enough, and my stomach was bulging. I'd look in the mirror, and the sleepless nights and the drink I consumed to try and help take in the news, I looked a wreck. But the last thing I needed to hear was self-criticism. This made the news even harder to deal with. So I changed things around and focused on the ways to give myself a boost. I started running, even though I'd never ran at the time before in my life. And I joined a group of women in Dubai, Strive for Life it was called at the time, and I signed up for a half marathon. This was an instant mood and physical booster. I felt fit and powerful. There are so many clubs out there, find something that makes you feel good. Or ask yourself, what could you do to boost your self-esteem right now? Some women, after their husband or wife's cheating, treat themselves to some new clothes or shoes, visit a spa, get their teeth whitened, or opt for a new hairstyle. Men, after their wife's affair, start boxing, fitness, planning a new business venture, doing an MBA or retraining, trying an extreme sport, or arranging a lad's night out or visiting family. What will make you feel better about yourself quickly? If you're really suffering to stop criticizing yourself, then you may also want to invest in some hypnotherapy for releasing the past and boosting your confidence. I give hypnosis sessions regularly and they work wonders, as often our thoughts are driven by our subconscious mind and our negative thoughts come out to plague us during the night. So if you're finding that you're going to sleep and that you can't sleep properly, that you keep waking up and you keep having thoughts about things that you want to check, things that you perhaps you want to read their phone again, you want to go onto Facebook and check things, you want to scroll the internet and try and find out as much information about the other person, you want to stalk them perhaps online or even in the day. If this is keeping you awake at night and you keep having thoughts about the timelines or more information on them, then it can be really helpful to get some hypnotherapy to just quiet the mind, to just calm anxieties, to stop this searching process which can literally keep you awake at night. A relaxing hypnosis session, you only need to really pay for one session, so it doesn't have to be really expensive. I do these sessions regularly, and what I do for my clients is I record the call. I record the session so that then they can listen to it again and again, because it really helps to repeat hypnosis in order to get the results, in order to get the lasting change and to really calm the anxiety. It works best when it's repeated. Surviving infidelity strategy 2 is looking after yourself physically. Now, you may not feel like eating while surviving infidelity, or you may feel like eating all the comfort foods that clog your system. However, right now, what your body needs is quality nutrition and plenty of rest. I know it's easier said than done. I turned to alcohol and it made me feel a whole lot worse. I'd wake up in the night tossing and turning and sweating, and the morning was much harder. Naturally, also, my mind became weak. If you really can't eat, you're not alone. At least have protein shakes, soups and smoothies to help you get through it. Surviving infertility strategy 3 is quiet time. You may also want to distract yourself by keeping busy, working excessively and run around after your children. But you don't have the chance to process and reflect when you do this. All this does is press pause on the healing process. To heal, we need to allow ourselves to come to peace and reflect on our feelings. Meditation can be great. Walks, baths, or go somewhere where you can just slow down and sit still and find stillness. Surviving infidelity strategy 4 is avoid life-changing decisions when in emotional trauma. Many men and women that approach me for marriage counselling support after the discovery of an affair want to know what action to take next, whether to stay or leave their home, whether to get divorced, whether to tell their children about the affair or what is going on. Having worked with hundreds of women now through this, one thing I know for sure is that it's important not to make any life-changing or altering decisions while you're in the initial stages of surviving infidelity, still in a state of emotional trauma and shock. Even though you may want to, or you may feel like your situation is hopeless and you've made up your mind, what is the point in rushing? Why can you not wait? Those that give themselves time feel more relaxed and at ease than those that panic their way forward. When it comes to telling children, you have to question your reasons for wanting to tell them. Is it best for them? Some women and men want to tell their children so they don't get the blame, or to punish their husband or wife and make them pay for what they've done. This does not benefit the child. Remember, we learn about relationships and love from our parents. Children often worry, feel guilty, or forced to take sides when they learn of affairs. Then there is the relationship. Many people completely end it in the emotion of the moment, only to find themselves later in a second marriage to a man or woman who is second best. Later on, both spouses realise that they still love each other more than they can love anyone else, and with the right help could have worked it out if only they tried. Wait and assess if you're unsure on what to do. Surviving infidelity strategy 5. Don't let others tell you what to do. It's great to be around people who love you, but don't let others tell you how to live your life. Everyone is different, and well-meaning friends and family can often give conflicting and confusing advice. Don't attempt surviving infidelity alone, but also don't rely on other people to tell you what to do. If you are stuck, seek advice from an expert or ask a friend to listen without giving advice. advice. Surviving infidelity strategy 6 is marriage support. Many men and women seek marriage support too late, when they could have benefited from talking it through and getting help to stop painful images and thoughts. If you're undecided on what you want to do, then finding a marriage support specialist who has experience in helping individuals and couples survive infidelity will be a really good thing. Deciding on what to do after an affair is a life-changing decision, so you want to make sure that you find a good couples counsellor that you can trust to support you. The best way to find a good couples counsellor is through referrals or through reviewing their online presence, reading their articles, listening to their podcasts or videos, and seeing if you can relate to them. Just remember, you don't have to stay with a couples counsellor that you don't like or that focuses on the past. Now more than ever, go with what works for you. And as a final word of advice, the most important thing to do is to be loving to yourself and give yourself time in surviving infidelity. So I hope that something has been useful to you. The key thing is, as I mentioned, be really loving and kind to yourself. Give yourself and treat yourself perhaps. As a final word of advice, the most important thing to do is to be loving with yourself. To give yourself time in surviving infidelity. You may have lower energy, you may feel less like engaging in activities that you used to, you may feel tearful, you may not be able to sleep. You know, there may be so many other things, reactions that you're having since you discovered it. So really giving yourself time to just process the news. It's a loss because you've lost the dreams, hopes and expectations of a faithful partner. So just allow yourself to grieve. I like to say to those I work with to treat yourself like you've got the flu. Sit on the sofa, have your blanket, watch some nice movies, eat some nice healthy food, nourish yourself, be kind to yourself, and deal with the situation one day at a time. If you'd like any further support, if you are struggling or if you are wanting more for yourself, wanting more for your relationship, then get in touch with me. I do offer a free consultation where we can look at where you are now and how to help you through the affair, how to strengthen your relationship if that's what you decide to do, or how to create a new life after the relationship and to build a new life for yourself and for your children. Or I also support individuals who are really undecided. They feel really stuck. They don't know whether the relationship can be saved. They don't know whether they can trust again or love again. And they just want some support and to understand what are the steps to help you move forward. And I would love to guide you through that. So I'm going to put the link with this podcast episode where you can book a one-to-one session with me. And if you have any other questions at all, feel free to message when you're listening to this or to reach out to me at my website, which is www.nicolabeer.com. So from my heart to yours, have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free Save My Marriage consultation, please visit www.savemymarriageprogram.com/consult. And if you've enjoyed this episode, Nicola would really appreciate it if you could leave a rating and review on whatever app you're listening through, so the show stays visible, allowing more people to get the support they need to increase their love, passion, and happiness.